Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know?
No, but it's a part of life.
And the radio might not want to play this record either.
But everybody has sex.
I know, but everybody should be making love.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
You guys know what time it is. It's 7 p.m. and it's time for the Bitter Black Bitch Show. I'm your host, Miss Me the Toy Lady, and I got my girl Sierra Devine out of D.C. And this week I'm not even in D.C.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, I'm great. But you were about to say, okay, this week you're not even in. You're not even in the greater D.
No, I'm not. I'm actually in Virginia this week. Virginia, I was Virginia. I've been back and forth all week.
I like how she says <it's> Virginia. No, you're in West Virginia, honey. There's a whole other place.
No, I'm in West Virginia now. I'll be back in Virginia this evening because I'm staying in Virginia.
Okay.
But I'm in West Virginia right now, and I'll be back. That's why I said I've been back and forth between Virginia and West Virginia all
I
week.
I want to ask, where in Virginia are you staying? But I don't want to, you know, we don't want you to have stalkers.
I'm put like this. I'm where the outlet mall is.
Okay, so
I'm at.
You're way out. You're nowhere near the city.
No, I'm not.
If there's
I'm
an outlet mall, you're not near the city.
Nope. No.
Well, honey, welcome to Though People Forget and Soon Realize Once They've Felt the Sun. Welcome to the upper part of the South.
Yeah. It's beautiful out here. I can't tell you that. It is beautiful.
Yeah.
You know,
whether you
want
to, where you Virginians want to admit it or
friends.
Not, this is the upper part of the South. This is a very, you know, you're skimming the top half here.
I know, because I didn't see like a church on every other corner.
Maybe a little more liberal, you know, and everything, but, you know, I'm, you know, sorry to, you know, if I'm offending anybody, but this is the upper crust of the South,
okay?
Well, every once in a while, y'all little Southern folks come right on out.
Sarah, did you hear what I said?
What?
I just drove past the titty bar.
Right on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Right on. Yeah, they keep those way out there. They don't bring too many of those here in the city, so you should go in. See, I love, you know, okay, I have to admit, there's one thing I love doing. When I'm in the middle of nowhere and I see a titty bar, I like to go in. I want to see people peddle their wares. What do you have in the middle of nowhere? Because exactly what I mean. What do you have in the middle of the nowhere that's going to make me want to drop a dollar? I ain't going to make it rain, but, you know, I'll at least make it do. But
And I just happened to look over. I was like, wow, that's a city bar.
See, you know, look, you know where our brains are most of the time when we notice, look, I bet you and I notice the first three, when we go into a new town, and just, you know, say an amen if these are the first few things you notice. Starbucks.
Amen.
Titty bars.
Amen.
And familiar places to eat.
Double amen.
Because it ain't a town if it doesn't have those three things. When you're way out in the middle of nowhere.
So, yes, you are absolutely correct on that. You know, I promised that I was going to have my bitch about, you know. I don't really have a lot to bitch about this week, but I do have one thing to bitch about.
Okay,
and it's
see
the
it,
audacity,
girl.
The audacity of when I got on the plane to come here. The woman, now I'm waiting on my girlfriend to get here because you know that I came with a whole group of people. So I'm waiting because my girlfriend tried to give me a heart attack. I thought we was going to miss the plane. You know, I'm too old to be trying to have heart attacks, but she tried to give me one. So she gets here like right before, you know, we one of the last people to get on the doggone plane. But we got assigned seats because we did not fly Southwest. We flew United. So we get on the plane, and I get my seat first. This woman all comfortable. When I say she comfortable, laid out at the window seat. I said, excuse me, you in my seat. You know, she got the nerve to tell me, oh, I thought this would be more convenient for you. I thought,
no,
she didn't say nigga.
No, she did not. And if you're anything like me, I probably picked that seat particularly.
No, you know what I told her? I said,
and even if
it
wasn't, it doesn't even matter. Get the fuck out of my seat.
Oh, she was in a mood, but, you know, when she said that, I was like, she just got bold and told me I thought it would be more convenient like, for you. Like, she knew me or something.
You
know, like,
you don't even know my name?
And she
excuse
had
me, when did you become my personal assistant?
She had an attitude the whole flight because you know what I did when I got on the plane. I pulled out my pillow.
Please tell me after that you had please tell me that after that you went completely diva on her ass the whole time you were on that plane because I would have.
It was only an hour. I didn't really go diva. I just pulled out my pillow.
I would have gone complete diva and made her extremely uncomfortable, you know, for that, you know. Don't tell me what you think.
I figured the fact that I pulled out my pillow and went to sleep was good enough, and she was sitting there with that little pillow thing around her neck uncomfortable with an attitude. That was enough for me.
I've never had any.
Did
I just
you see
never,
the video?
You know, I've never had any. Tell me the video. What video? I just never had anyone. I've never had anyone talk to me that way on a plane.
I've never had nobody do that. That was a first for me. And
this
you
is
know
really
what?
Weird just to come out and have and say that. I'm like, what kind of day were you having today? Because, you know, I would have to, I mean, even if I didn't, like, because I would be so shocked. Honestly, personally, I'd be so shocked I wouldn't be able to come off with one real quick. But then I would have to bug you the whole flight to figure out what kind of day did you have that you figured that you could talk to me like that from the moment you met me.
Well, you know what? My whole thing.
So I'm going to be annoying.
It just caught me so off guard, and I'm gonna give myself credit. I was good, cause I did not go flat
not
on
you,
her.
Not you, girl.
I did not go flat. You know what? She better be glad that I was on the clock. If I was not on the clock, then I probably would have went black. But you know, I was technically at work. So,
okay.
Since I was technically at work, I couldn't go black because if I would have went black on her then, I might have got in trouble. But she just got lucky. That's all I say. She got lucky.
There are sometimes, you know, people don't realize there's sometimes, and I have to admit I have these moments too, where things hit me just the wrong way at the wrong time at the right time. The wrong time at the right time, and I have to say it that way, where I go, you don't realize you hit me at the wrong moment at the right time because this would have been a day I would have gone completely black on your ass and would have shocked the shit out of you, but this is not a good idea, so I'm going to just walk away.
But
just notice
it
in my eyes. Just look at my eyes and notice how my eyes get real big and they just really stare at you. And I, you know, I might even be smiling with my mouth, but I'm not smiling with my eyes right now because, you know what, I see you. And just no. I'm not walking back and down from a fight. I'm walking away because I'm bigger than that right now. But know this, don't cross me. Don't trip in front of me. Don't give me an opportunity. In the next 15-20 minutes, don't give me an opportunity to be like, ha!
Oh, and I got something even better for you. I guess she thought when, you know how normally when people hurry up and hop up to get off the plane? I guess she thought that she was hurting my feelings when she didn't hurry up and get off the plane.
She realized she messed up at that point. She was trying to make up for it.
But it didn't work because guess what? I couldn't go nowhere without my ride, and my ride was four rows behind me.
In other words, you weren't about to give her that little freebie at all. You were like, no. No.
I couldn't go nowhere anyway. My ride four rows behind me. I can't go nowhere without her. So, you know, right now we attached at the hips, so whatever that little point you was trying to make didn't even work. You didn't even make me mad because I couldn't go no farther than I was at. So that didn't work either. But I thought it was kind of funny because I saw her kind of look at me like, oh, I know you want to leave. And I'm like, where am I going? You know, where am I going to go?
You know, I have something that I got to, like, I'm not really bitching about it because it didn't happen to me, but I heard it this morning on the radio. And it got me to thinking, what would I do if this happened to me? And, okay, you're going to laugh probably just a little bit. So the story went like this. You know how you listen to those morning talk show, radio shows? I was in the car like 7:30 this morning. You've heard them,
you know,
right?
Wait a minute. Hold up. You were in the car at 7:30 this morning.
Yes, I was in the car at 7:30 this morning. I was waiting for you to. I was waiting for you to get that one. Yes, girl. I was. I've been up since real early this morning, and I'm talkative too.
Has anybody taken your temperature?
Well, you know, I had some life changes. Saw some things I never want to see again. My heart's hurt. Hear me, Lord. No, I'm just kidding.
You in our car at 7:30. You don't even see the sun until, 10, 11 a.m.?
Well, no, the thing is, I'm not that bad. Okay, why does everybody think I'm that bad? I'm not that bad. I get out of bed like around 9. I'm awake at like 8 o'clock in the morning, but I don't get out of bed till like 9:30, 10. But that's in the wintertime because that's when the sun comes up. Like, I tend to get out of bed when the sun rises. So now the sun is up earlier. So, you know, I wake up like around 8 o'clock. And, you know, today I had to get up a little bit earlier because I had some things to do. I'm on a diet, damn it, and I'm up earlier. So.
Okay, so what's
going
on the radio
this
morning?
You're making me
lose
my thought. See, I've completely forgotten what I was trying to talk about.
You were going to say something about what you heard on the radio this morning.
Oh, okay, so I hear this thing. They were talking about road rage. Okay, so this one guy calls in, and this is a really crazy story, just to let you all know. So this one guy calls in, and he's like, you know, I pull up behind this guy, and this guy is like, you know, we're supposed to be doing, he's going 10 miles below the speed limit. He's behind the guy, and he's, like, riding the brake the whole time in a neighborhood thing. And he's doing 10 miles below the speed limit. And finally, he rises so low to they're, like, right behind each other, and they get to a stop sign, whatever. And the guy jumps out of his car, runs back to the guy behind, he's the guy behind the guy. He's putting on his brakes. So the guy putting on his brakes jumps out of his car, runs back. Tucks the guy in the mouth, runs back, jumps in his car, and then drives away real fast.
What?
Yeah. And he was like, I was so fucking stunned. I didn't know what the fuck. He was like, he kind of was like, what the fuck was that?
You know what? That's where I get your ass, people. See, I think I would have been so stunned that I wouldn't have known. I don't know what I would have done.
And you know what? And at first I was like, no, I would have got to beat the guy's ass. But then again, no, because you're not expecting these kind of things. I'd be so freaking stunned. I'd be like, what the fuck was that? Because, like, he had his window down. He just came in and he hit him. He didn't, like, punch him out or anything. He just kind of slapped him in his mouth and then jumped back in his car and drove off real fast. So evidently it was a prank of some kind, obviously.
Had to be something.
Yeah, it was a prank of some kind. But can you imagine that happening to you and how pissed you would be all day and be, like, wondering, not even so much pissed, it's like, what the fuck was that?
I wouldn't know what to do. I would not know what to do. I ain't going to lie. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't know what to do either. I know it's not about, I know we're supposed to bitch, but that just made me think. I'm like, if that happened to me, what the fuck, I would be sitting in my car going, what the fuck was that?
Well, I want to talk about something funny.
Okay.
Did you go to YouTube and look at the video?
Okay. What video am I supposed to be looking at?
The one that I posted last night, the James.
Oh, I haven't
been on
YouTube.
To look at.
No, I haven't.
Shame on our producer. So
You might show me, but I haven't
been
on.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I tagged Sierra, and I even put Naomi. Naomi responded to it. So
Naomi
I did my job.
So what did Naomi say?
Oh, I forgot, but she definitely responded to it. She thought it was hilarious. I know that. And I put Sierra. But in Sierra's defense, you know, she's a busy woman.
That
sounded awful, didn't it? Okay, where am I supposed to be getting this from? Am I supposed to be read whatever to me?
Just go to her, Ms. V's Twitter page, and just go to her her recent tweet, because she don't tweet much. So you'll get it, like, right away.
Okay, awesome, because I'm like, I'm going to do it on a computer now. And
I'm like, total opposite.
It's hilarious.
Billion times a day. Yeah, it's hilarious.
It's hilarious, and it's child-friendly. Oh, you know the funny part? Did you see my – I know, James, you're supposed to be on the air, but did you see my tweet earlier today when I said I saw it again?
I can't believe that's for real? You did
Wait a minute. Is this about the van?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Okay. I'm thinking of something else. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
is that really, like, working?
Oh, it's not decoration.
I mean, I know they haven't put it in there, but do you think it's really working?
Of course.
That is absolutely crazy.
I saw that van again today, and I pulled up next to it, and it had an electrical outlet and a cord coming from the outside in. Yes, I think
so
it's
what
working.
I got to say is, you know they live in your neighborhood somewhere where you saw that today. They live within 5 miles of you. Okay, we're not even going to go five. They live within 3 miles of you, whoever this person is.
They don't live nowhere near me because I live in Detroit.
But if you've seen the same more than once, and they travel the same roads you do. So, I'm just assuming it's not too far away.
We saw the owner today. We went to lunch.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm sorry. You saw this here. Okay,
yes.
First of all, you know you're in West Virginia.
Ding, 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 ding.
And before it was called Nigger Rigs, it was called Jerry Rigs, okay? Jerry Rig was
no,
the original term for this shit. And
Sarah,
that came from West Virginia.
If you zoom in on the plate, they were South Carolina plate.
And that's where their cousins live.
So real quickly, does that mean this is too funny.
I'm sorry. Okay, you know what? That is the funniest video ever. And you know,
you should hear the play by play.
We don't want you leaving Virginia. We don't want you to leave the Virginias without a smile. How's that?
Well, they do say Virginia is for lovers, isn't it?
Well, no, they said Virginia, not West Virginia.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
Please don't get us confused.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God.
Now, I
please don't get us
quick.
Confused.
Yeah, now, I got a question real quick before I go into internet radio horizon. With him having that air conditioner in the back rear end of the van, does that mean he has to have a generator inside? He has to have a generator then.
You know, I was thinking that, too, because it doesn't work on gas. So he's
not using gasoline, so he's going to have a generator or a battery of some kind.
I was going to say, a marine battery, because you know a marine battery.
Yeah,
because
you can hook up
like
a battery to electric, you know. Yeah, you can hook up a battery.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's some ingenuity. That's some engineer shit right there. He should be in MIT.
That's some West Virginia shit.
And just so you know, he was not white. We actually saw the guy hopping in
his
van today when we went to lunch. He was not white. He was Mexican.
Damn, I love
him. Oh, damn.
Shit.
Yeah, so you know what? When the end of the world, look, you know, as we sit here and laugh at him when the end of the world comes, that's a friend I want to have when the end of the world comes. When the zombies attack, I need a MacGyver friend like that.
And you
know,
see,
y'all with your
like
practical
well.
Shit, I need a MacGyver friend.
MacGyver? What was that, MacGruger? With the one from Saturday Night Live, MacGruger, or whatever that was. Hey, okay, I'll shut up. Bye, lady. I'm out of here.
So, Sierra, you should have heard the volume on the video. See, it's not just the video. We were talking while the video was going.
I didn't hear the volume because I have my volume turned off. I have to start remembering to turn my volume on my computer because I always have it off.
You have to hear the volume. So no, that I did not.
I'm gonna watch it again.
I saw that here.
Okay, I didn't realize that you saw that here. That is too funny, girl. So I can ask you. Okay, so I can ask you this because since okay, first of all, what airport did you come through? Uh-oh, I think I lost you. The airport was so bad that she was not about to tell me about the airport because it was that bad. Oh, my God. Well, we know you didn't come through Reagan. Then again, it could have been Reagan because it's so small.
Well,
it could have been Reagan because it's so small.
Yes,
and then there's Baltimore, which is really far away. And then there's Dulles. Which is okay, but, like, way out in the sticks. And if you have to drive from Dulles, then it's...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Okay, so... Yeah. Okay, I was just thinking... Okay, I had to ask that because, you... Okay, so, like, when people... Okay, you're in New York, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay,
I'm going through the mountains, so I got dropped.
Okay,
I'm about to
so
say...
You're going through the gorgeous...
Boy.
Okay, you're going through the gorgeous mountains right now.
Yeah.
I'm back in Virginia, so I'm in the mountains by the vineyard.
So you're heading back my direction?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm heading back your direction.
Okay, you know, I will say this. There's one thing about driving through West Virginia and going from Virginia to West Virginia, like you were up near Hollywood Casino and all that, is that it's a very beautiful landscape. It's the most beautiful landscape you will ever see.
Oh,
and the hills
house.
Are just beautiful.
Yeah, I know these
and the houses, yes, the houses are huge.
They're like baby mansions.
Yes, exactly. Yes, when I go there, when I'm driving through there, I get so jealous. I'm like, I just have a little tiny, little bitty, itty bitty house. People have big, and they have like animals. But you know, most of those people, they like hunt. Because we have a few friends that live out that way, and they, like, literally go out and hunt. And they're like, oh, yeah, we have a little log cabin that has no electricity nor toilet that we go hang out with for like, 3 months out of the year. There's some crazy folks up there. You just be careful. Be glad you're coming home. Look, make sure you drive back this way while the sun's still up, honey. That's all I got to say. I don't know where everybody is in the chat room today. You know, you all were supposed to be here with us, but, you know, if you're listening, you can always, and I just have to say this real quick because I just have to be skipping these and stuff. You can always join us here in the chat room, or you can just call.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really call in. I'm sorry, you can't call in, but you can join us here in the chat room because I'm sitting in the chat room, so I'm here to say hello. So
I'm not in the chat room, so not tonight.
I'm here tonight. Tonight I am a happy girl. I know I was kind of like bummy. I was very bummy last week. But I'm over it.
I wonder if that was what brought us over.
Say again?
Oh, we're driving and I'm riding with my girlfriend.
Hey, girlfriend!
The street.
How you doing?
She doing good.
Say hello to the world.
We
are seeing you with our minds. We can see you in our mind's eye, and we are imagining you sitting next. You are like Oprah and whatever her friend was.
Are you
right,
Oprah and Gail? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, you're Oprah and Gail. You're Oprah and Gail, and you're riding
in
West Virginia.
We're in a little bitty ass car, so we ain't in no camper.
Okay, Oprah and Gail.
You know what? You're out of order. You are so out of order.
I told y'all I'm back tonight. See, this is what happens when I come back. I need a place to wear my hat, and I think West Virginia would be a great place to wear my hat.
You know what? My hat would have been perfect today, and I didn't even think about it.
See, told you. You thought when we were
like,
in Chicago and we bought those hats, I wouldn't have a time. I'm like, oof, sometimes the sun and the heat is just too much.
You know what? I bought the hat, and all I think about when I see that hat is my cruise. Oh, that's what I think before I left on Monday, I had lost 7 pounds already.
I hate you.
I love you.
I completely hate you.
I love you.
Okay. You know, and now we're talking about losing weight. Let's talk about, you know, let's talk about losing weight. Shit. God damn it. Shit. And yes, I said that just that way. Okay, so I have started Jenny Craig. I'm officially on Jenny Craig. The first week I didn't do so well because I was going through some things. You know, when you're going through some things, you can't really, you know, diet. But I tried.
Yeah.
My man went, he's doing the same thing with me. We're doing it together because I was like, look, I can't do this on my own. I did this on my own before I met you and I looked great. He was like, yeah, you did. And let's do this together because I'm getting fat too. And I was like, yeah, you are. So let's do this together. Blah, 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 yakety smackety 2 weeks later. This motherfucker is losing way more weight than I am. And it's pissing me the fuck off. I want to stab him in the neck.
That's not nice.
He has turned my diet against me. I loved my diet because I lost weight so fast. Okay, so literally the first week I admit I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Second week, doing what I was supposed to do. He was halfway doing what he was supposed to do. He wasn't completely doing it. He lost freaking 12 pounds. And then he went all out on the weekend and didn't do what he was supposed to do and gained a couple of pounds back. And now he has lost a total of 10 pounds and I've lost a total of 4.
How did he lose that?
I want to kill him. Plus, we have a bet going, too. But why do men lose weight faster than us? I just want to kill him. And I get to eat. He, get, by the way, on the diet, he gets to eat more than I do.
Wow.
Yes.
You know what that means? You need to hit the treadmill more.
Huh?
I did not say that. I said you need to hit the treadmill more.
You know, I will admit that. That's the one thing I haven't done that he's done. He's got to hit the treadmill, and I haven't been able to. So I have some treadmill time for the next couple of days. Yeah.
Every day that
I've been
here,
that's probably why he's getting over
on
me. I'm like, how the hell are you getting losing more weight than I am? So. But just want to say,
you'll be proud of me. Every day that I've been here, I've been to the workout room in my hotel. Sweating like a pig. Now I know what a pig in a blanket feel like because
it's hot as hell.
Yeah.
And slippery.
So pretty wrong.
That's all, folks. So they that was a good one.
I didn't appreciate
that. So they give me the little tiny workout. So they give me the little tiny workout room.
I did not appreciate that sound bite. Call me Porky Pig.
I'm videotaping mine, so don't feel bad. I have to actually look at myself on video how fat I am, and be so glad to lose some weight because I got Vegas in a month and a half now. Gotta look good.
Are you going to Vegas in a month and a half?
Yes, I'm going to Vegas. Okay, so this is June, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because, you know, sometimes you guys got to remind me because I forget what day it is or what month it is. and don't laugh. I really do. Sometimes I really don't know. I am going to Vegas. I believe it's the first week in July. I'm going for a fight. There's a big fight there, UFC.
Oh, yeah, you were telling us that. You were talking about your mom for the fight. And
yeah.
Then you'll be back there in January with us.
Yes.
So, you're just going to be
definitely.
Vegas now.
So for this first one in Vegas, I got to lose some weight. Because I want to take pictures, and I want to periscope, and I want to feel good, and I want to go shopping. And then when I show up when we show up to Vegas, then you know me, I got to be on fleek.
For Vegas, I plan on being on point. I plan on being on point for the cruise.
I say on point, but I'm trying to be all hip right now, so I'm saying on fleek, right? So, okay, I'm sorry, being silly.
So, yeah, I may have slipped up because I've been eating some things I wasn't supposed to this week on this diet, but I don't think I'm done too bad because, like I said, I have been faithful. I have hopped on the treadmill and done what I was supposed to do every single day this week, other than Monday. Monday I didn't go to the gym before I left. And it's probably a good thing. But other than that, every day I've been here, I've been on the treadmill. Like I said, spun like a pig in a blanket. I found out that 90 degrees here is different from 90 degrees in Michigan. Because every time, in my hotel room, I flat iron my hair, and before I could get finished doing it, it's back to chia pet look.
Yeah. Oh, see. Oh, you know what? This is too funny. Okay, so my boyfriend is actually out your direction because I'm home alone tonight. Just letting you know, this sexy motherfucker is now. I'm just saying. Anyway, and he just texted me. He's already there. He just got there, and you know, he got a room full of chocolates and wine and everything because he's doing one of those golf tournaments. So he's having a sleepover.
Oh.
Well, that's why I'm calling it. He'll call it something else, but I'm calling it a sleepover. I know you guys hate it when those girls do that to you all, and that's exactly why I do it. It's a sleepover. When you only live an hour away from the area and there's no rush hour traffic ever going that direction, but you feel like you have to spend the night with your friends because it might be too late for you to come home when you have golf in the morning.
That's a sleepover.
And you can't go back in the morning and golf is not till 10 o'clock. That's called a sleepover. Am I right or not? That's a sleepover.
That's definitely a sleepover.
That's a sleepover. He's like, I don't know if I can make it back for work in time. I'm like, so you'll be home like really late? He's like, no, I'll be home in the morning. I'm like, this is a sleepover. But that's okay. You know, you all have to call it something manly. So we're going to call that. You just don't want to drive that far. I call it, I get the whole damn bed to myself, and I get to stay up as late as I want to, and I might call my girlfriends and go out drinking.
Wow.
Depending on how I feel that night.
Okay, so like I said, I have nothing to bitch about, which is a good thing.
You have nothing to bitch about.
You know,
besides the weather?
You know what? Aside from the woman on the plane, I don't really have nothing to bitch about. I've had a fairly decent week. You know, nobody's hit my nerve. But you said, you know what? Hush up. Hush up. You know, why don't I let you know that you did it because I'm
excited. I'm just going to say, when I lived in Michigan, I swear it's all about the weather. There's not enough sun there, so it made me angry all the time. Every time I go there, by the way, my sister went home. She was here for the weekend. She went home. She's in Michigan now. She's back in Romulus for the week, and she'll be back next week. And she's already bitching.
Well, the only thing I can say about here is, you know, I call myself trying to look decent because normally I wear my hair curly.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, I was just going to flat iron it straight, you know, I'll be good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am too.
You forgot we had humidity.
You know what? I'm going to tell you how bad it is. I was like, I brought my hot curlers also. So I was like, you know what? I'll flat iron it, then I'll go on and curl it. Now I'm thinking at least I might have a little bump. Well, all this is due. Nope. Don't even look like I put nothing in my head. And it's amazing that even when you're sitting in air conditioning, I'm sitting in an air conditioned room, and I felt my hair going poofier and poofier even sitting in an air-conditioned room.
You can literally feel your hair start to poof up. Now, you know what? Okay, so this is what I say. Okay. And people don't understand this. When you're living in the north, like, okay, this is where weave takes on a whole new thing and a whole new meaning. So you literally felt your hair poofing up the whole time, didn't you? And, like, the hairstyle you had started off with was not even there anymore.
No.
The reason why we wear weaves in the South in the more humid weathers is because you can't get your hair to stay the way it's supposed to stay anyway. So when it poofs up, at least it matches the weave. But, you know, one of my biggest things is when I first moved to the South was that I couldn't keep my hair curled the way I wanted it. It wouldn't stay that way because my hair goes just the opposite when under, because I have a perm. It would just go straight. Nothing. It wouldn't do any damn thing. It would just get puffy and wouldn't even curl. And I'm like, okay, so we got to do something with this to make it, you know, look decent. Or at least in the style that I want it. Or you have to go completely natural. There is no in-between when you have humidity. There's no in-between at all.
Well, I'm going with the poof. I'm going with the chair cut look.
Yeah. It's crazy, and, you know, white women don't understand this. Black women, we do. And actually, women of any kind of ethnicity, we know this. When it comes to humidity, you just have to either go natural or completely false. There's no in-between.
You know, because I'm telling you, I got chia pet going real good right now.
And it's supposed to be the hottest day of ever tomorrow. It's supposed to be in the 90s tomorrow.
Thanks.
Yeah, you got like a little taste of what tomorrow's going to be. Tomorrow's going to be really, really humid in the upper 90s.
You know what?
Well, damn,
I'm
too bad you're not near me.
Right,
I'd be like, come on over. Let's hang out. What are you doing tonight?
And guess what? I forgot my license in Detroit. I literally
forgot. Okay, how'd you get on a plane?
Because I have a passport card.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I realized when I got here when we went to go get the rental car that I didn't have my driver's license with me.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's looking at me, and I'm like, I have my passport, so that's how I fly. I never use my license when I fly. That's probably,
you know, I do the same thing. When I fly, I never use my license. I always use my passport. Because my passport, well, I think your passport just gives you more, I don't know, what's the right word? It makes you more official when you have a passport than if you just only have a license.
Yeah.
So I always use my passport when I'm traveling. And then once I get to where I'm going, my passport goes in my luggage and I don't take it out again.
See, I have I have a passport card. So it stays with me all the time. I always have my passport card on me, even if I don't have my license.
I didn't order that. I saw that when I ordered my passport. I didn't order the passport card because I saw that one. So the passport card is almost like a license, so you don't have to take out your passport. Because, like, when I get to my, like, even when I'm traveling in the United States, I always use my passport. But when
I
get to
my
Yeah. And then when I get to my, and I don't know if you do this, and would this be a reason to use a passport card? When I get to my hotel, I lock my passport in the safe. Because that's the one thing. I don't care if I lose my license. Losing my passport is a big deal.
Well, like I said, that's the whole thing. With the passport card, with it being the same size as my license, I just throw it right back.
Okay.
It has its own place in my purse. It's the same size as my license.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right,
so,
cool. So, yeah, it would make a difference. The next time, you know what, because mine is up to be reordered again, I think I'll go ahead and do that. Like, I still have the old passport.
I
think you did. I still have the old passport. I don't have the chip in mine yet. So when I get ready to order my passport, I'm going to have a chip in mine now.
See, I've got the chip in mine. And
yeah, I don't have that yet.
The passport card has the chip in it. And they actually, when you get the passport card, they give you a sleeve to put it in so they can't nobody read that chip.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and by the way, black people, you know what? Speaking of things that piss me the fuck off, black people, everybody needs a freaking passport and they're not expensive at all. Well, you know what, they are kind of now. They didn't used to be. They used to be really cheap when I first started getting one. But everybody needs a passport. I don't care if you've never been out of the country, you have no reason to go out of the country, have a passport. Because even if you don't, if you lose your license, at least you have a passport.
Uh-huh.
Your passport is way more valuable than a driver's license.
And it's for 10 years.
Yeah. And even if you don't renew it immediately, you have 6 years, I think, to renew it after it expires before you have to start all over again. So, that is something I do have to bitch about, and that doesn't really bother me. And it might be because my family traveled all over the place, but your family traveled too. It irritates me when I find people, when you leave the United States, you very rarely find somebody who does not have a passport. But in the United States, most people, and I would say even when it comes to especially our people, 50% of us do not have passports.
No. Nope.
Like, I admit, right now, I need to renew mine. But I just need to renew it. And it's not that old. But I don't understand not having a passport whatsoever. You have no idea how many things a passport will get you in faster than a driver's license.
I think everybody in my family, maybe except my son, has a passport.
Mm-hmm. Black people get a passport.
I know my mom and dad have a passport. I got one. My grandmother has one. My aunt, my uncle, my cousins, yeah. Pretty much almost everybody in my family has a passport that I know of. But that's because we always do, like, we used to do a lot of family stuff together, like family cruises and stuff. I've never been on a cruise. Y'all know this is my first cruise, but the rest of my family has always done these family cruises and stuff.
I've never been on a cruise. My family always does them, but I'm not really big on doing cruises. So, well, I've never done one, but this doesn't seem like my thing. At least not with my mother involved, but.
You know what?
And there are some people I will go on a cruise with, and my mother is not one of them.
Because that didn't even sound nice. And it sounds like a bad time to go. And
you
I can sympathize with you. That's why we want to discuss it, because I can sympathize with you. I understand. You ain't even got to go no further, because I can sympathize with you. I completely understand things like that.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't take my parents whatsoever. That is too funny. But, you know, more than anything, I just always, it really bothers me when I meet black people and you know what. And, you know, a lot of times we don't realize, you know, and I can't just say black people because, you know what,
that's
you're in West, you're up near West Virginia, or at
I'm
least you were.
I'm back in Virginia now.
Okay, you're back in Virginia, but, you know, there's a lot of people who have never left their area, period. And
well,
they think that it's going to cost
like that
too
all
much
over
money.
The country. It's not just here.
And that's why I don't want to say, that's exactly why I don't want to say just black people, because there's people like that all over the country of all different nationalities. And the first thing, especially if you're just American, the first thing to getting out of the country and experiencing new places is buying a passport, and it lasts you for years. So you can plan for your trip. The other thing is that once you decide you want to go somewhere, it's not always as expensive as you think it is. There are some places and cities and towns that are more expensive just in the United States to fly to than it is to fly out of the country. You can literally fly out of the country cheaper.
I was going to say, look at how cheap my cruise is. My cruise is only $500, and I've always thought of cruises being a whole lot of money.
They're not as much as you think. If you really take the time to look, they're not as expensive as you think.
Especially if you get a good deal.
Especially. And I've always said this. You know what? The other thing that's really especially cool, and you have to think about this especially like when I was young. If you've never done it before, even if you start at the low-end part of the cruise, you don't have to spend a lot of money or whatever vacation decide to do. It's still going to be extravagant because you've never done it.
That's what my
so
mom
you don't
said
have to go
cruise.
All out.
Talking about cruises. My mom said I was going on a ghetto cruise.
Okay, so, and this is why I say this, because my mother was telling my mother, I had a friend go on a cruise, and then I had my mother go on one, and I told her about the one my friend went on. She was like, that was a ghetto one. We're talking about this cruise. And I was like, well, either one I don't want to go on because I'm going to have restrictions either way. So, but, okay, so what is your cruise like? Okay, do you have a balcony? Do you have a balcony as a part of your room?
Not for my room, no. I'm going to be in a single suite.
I'm just telling you from what people have told me. I'm assuming somebody you know lives, like, somewhere near the coast, like Florida or something, because, like, my parents live in Florida, so they go to cruises all the time. So if you don't have a balcony, you've got one of the cheaper rooms. You're at the bottom.
Right. Yeah.
So the room, just to let you know, it's not like a hotel room. It's like a Motel 6 room. The room is real small. It's like being in a train. But they go,
well, actually,
it doesn't matter because you're going to eat all the time and
be
outside.
Because I didn't get a double. I got a single. And like I said, this cruise,
so your room is
going to
be real tiny.
I'm going to be on the inaugural. We're going to be the very first cruise.
You realize when you come back, you're going to have to tell us all about it. So depending on what you say about this cruise is whether or not I go on a cruise.
Well, you know who I'm going to be with, so I probably won't remember much.
See, that's my thing. That's why I don't want to go with my mother, because I plan on drinking the whole time. Okay, so they say that if you're going to stay in one of those and you plan on drinking most of the time and eating most of the time, so you won't be in your room and there's so much to do all the time, all day long, that you'll never be in your room.
See, I'm going to tell you what I am doing that I haven't made my reservation for yet because we're still a little bit out from the cruise, but I'm going to do the jet ski tour when we get to the Bahamas.
Oh, cool. So you're going to several different places?
No, we're only going, like, to one place. We're only going for 3 days, where we're going.
Cruises are everything.
Is,
I think you have to really like the people that you're with to enjoy a cruise. I don't think you can do it unless you like the people.
I'm
going to
be
with
a few different people. You know, this is Naomi's birthday cruise, so you know Naomi is going to be there, and it's going to be.
Okay, so
you're going to
have a good time.
Mr. Marcus,
so you're party
is
people, so you're
going to
have a ball.
So, you know, I'm going to be with the, you know,
yeah,
with the ball.
We're talking party people here. We're not talking about family. So you're going to have a ball.
Yeah. You know, there is going to be a lot of fans there. I know a lot of Naomi's fans are going to be there. I don't know how many of my fans are going because, you know, we have mutual fans. You know, some of our fans like both of us. You know how it goes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how many.
But it doesn't matter. It'll still be a lot of fun. Naomi
fans will be there.
Fans
here
so are fun. So you're going to have a good time.
Yeah.
So you're nervous
so yeah, you
about
know.
Cruise?
You know what? I think when October gets here and I'm a month out, I will start getting nervous. That's what I think. I think that's what will happen. When October gets here and it gets closer to the cruise, then I'll probably get nervous at that point. But right now, I'm more concerned about looking pregnant. You know, I'm tired of looking like I'm getting ready to drop somebody's baby. You know, I can't be walking around like this. You know, I think I'm about 6 months pregnant right now, you know.
Okay, so we both have goals. You have a cruise goal, and I have a Vegas goal, is what we're saying. We are both going to get back to the way we're supposed to look and the way we've always looked. And just because, you know what, let's start a movement. Just because we're in our 40s doesn't mean that we let ourselves go. So we are getting back to being 40 and fabulous. Or we can say mid-40 and fabulous.
I'm past 40, but I don't have a problem with it.
Well, that's why. Okay, so I'm right at mid-40 because it just hit me the other day that I've been saying 1 year when I'm a year behind. and not on purpose. I just completely forgot. So I'm older than I've been saying. So we're going to go mid-40 and fabulous. But I'm thinking,
fabulous.
So definitely fabulous, but you know what? If these old fabulous bitches with money can do it, us fabulous bitches with, you know, regular money can do it. And I think that's one of the notes. That's the one thing I really bitch about. These girls that have all the time to work out for 5 hours and they have pop-out children in their 30 years. I'm like, look, first of all, I don't have that kind of time. But I can find some time, but I can work out, but I'm not about to be fat. I'm not going to be like, okay, I'm just going to let myself go and be like, okay, that's it.
That's why.
See, that's the thing. We're not going to let ourselves go.
But, you know, I could have made every excuse this week not to hop on that treadmill, and you know what? I didn't.
Mm-hmm. I made some excuses the last couple of weeks.
So, that's exactly how I've been doing it this week, making sure that I hop my fat ass on this treadmill. You know, I'm gonna have to embrace the chia pet.
You know, I realized that recently because I was on the treadmill and my edges were sweating. I was like, I gotta get back. I gotta start embracing those headbands because you know those edges are starting to sweat out. Because I'm working
out
now.
I'm gonna have to embrace the chia pet. So long way. So, when I embrace that, I guess I'll be a little bit okay. But
we can do this.
You know, we got, you know what? I ain't going to worry about it because I'm going to be fabulous for the cruise. Y'all going to see a picture of me. Y'all be like, wow.
Besides, you have a tea party to come to, you know, after summer's over with when the fall hits.
I do.
You have a tea party to come to. I've decided to hold a tea party in the fall. I thought about it, and I thought I should have a tea party in the fall. Most people have tea parties in the spring. Huh?
What airport I got to fly into?
We'll tell you all that. We'll give you all the information because I just got finished doing some decorating. I got
to
show you the pictures.
You're going to send a car for us?
I will send you the instructions, Missy. She's like all fabulous on me. Damn it. She's all fabulous. But I have done some, I've almost finished the decorations and worked on some other things. And I think you're going to like it. And I had to cuss out somebody. I think I told you this last week, though. But I'm still bitching about it. You know what? When you go over somebody's house, I don't care how overweight their pets are, or maybe you don't like how they feed their pets. Is that your place to tell them about that? Did I go over this last week?
No, I don't remember you telling me that.
You know, okay, so I had, okay, you know what? Let me bitch about something if I did not bitch about this before. And if I didn't, then I'm doing it all over again. So I had, this is before my cat died, okay? So I had a little party over at my house. And a friend of my significant other's came over, his wife, to be honest, his wife came over, the other one's wife. And as I'm showing her my new dressing room, she goes, oh, well, you know, your dog is very overweight. And, you know, you really should be paying attention to his weight because, you know, dogs die really early. And if you really loved him, you would pay attention to his weight and, you know, exercise him more and blah, 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 yada, 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 yakety, smackety. So I'm like, okay.
I'm sorry,
she was like, well, you know what?
Your head just passed?
Huh?
I'm surprised you're not snapping. Your cat had just passed.
Okay, this really irritated me. And I think I had a right to be irritated, right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
sorry for late soundbite. That was way off key. I was trying to play it before when you were talking
about
it.
I'm sorry, I go over? Am I going over with my story?
No. What happened was the part when the lady was going blah, 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 that's when it was supposed to kick in. That was
okay,
way.
Okay, well, okay, let me finish my story.
It played
so
way
I'm
too late.
Okay, so I'm going to finish my story.
Okay, no, no, it's not you. I'm just saying the soundbite went way
okay,
too late.
Okay, yeah, I get it. So I'm finishing my
story.
Still
with Block Talk. Still with Block Talk. Fault. Anyway, I digress.
So what happens, I love you, darling, and I totally get it, but I want to finish my story really quickly. So anyway, so she tells me this. She goes, I just want to tell you this in private, not in front of everybody, because I had quite a few people over my house at the moment. And she tells me this upstairs as I'm showing her the new rooms added onto my house. And so then I take her down, and then as we start to have dinner, she repeats the story in front of everybody about how I really need to, like, you know, give my dog better food and exercise him some more. And if I really loved him and I would do that. And she actually put those words in there, if you really loved him. And she's read these things about it and how I should do more for my dog. I felt like a mother who was just like, don't tell me how to raise my damn child. I'm just saying.
Why was she talking about your dog being overweight anyway?
That's what I was saying. I was like, first of all, I invited you to my damn house. Shut the fuck up.
Shut up!
And who cares?
But by the way,
at
the end of the night, she couldn't wait to get the fuck. When we were finally alone together, she couldn't even talk to me because I started to bring shit up. And I was like casually, but I was like, so, why do you feel this way about my dog? I literally brought the shit up because I wasn't gonna address it. She literally was like, went down to her husband and was like, okay, we need to go now. And she couldn't wait to run out of my house. I was so pissed the fuck off. So.
Well, you
that's
know
my
what?
Story.
I bet she don't bring up your dog no more.
I bet she don't come to my goddamn house anymore.
That too.
But I was pretty pissed off about that. And for the first time, I understood how parents feel when you talk about their children. And I'm not relating a dog to a child, but what I'm saying is I understand the pain and the anger.
But you said, don't talk about my baby.
And yeah, don't talk about my baby. You're not raising it, so why are you giving me advice on something you're not even raising or putting food in his mouth? I'm the one who does that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, you guys. We are in the car, and
you're listening to me go on about nothing. That was my rant for this week.
I heard you. So, but guys,
and the orange side is setting. It's nice and orange.
Because, you know, everybody, we're only doing an hour this week because next week we'll be back doing our 2 hours. But, you know, we're doing an hour this week because I am in the car. And it's rude to talk on your cell phone when you're in the car, but had to do the show, and you know I love you guys. So
somebody is riding by you, cussing you the fuck out right now. The police officer is going, wait till this bitch gets off the air. Are you watching the Orange Sud set?
But
it's
I'm
a beautiful
in the
orange sun.
So, you know, so I'm on the
well, Miss V, I'm glad I got to talk to you.
Yeah. And,
wait a minute. Wait a minute, lady.
What?
Before you go,
oh,
don't forget
okay,
to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No.
I just saw
no.
that we have 1 minute left.
No, not that. Listen, Ms. V, promote about your Papi Chulo show tonight. You're on Papi Chulo at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard
Time. Oh, tonight is Wednesday. That's right. Well,
yeah, duh.
Last night.
Duh.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That tells you my days are off. Everybody, listen. I will be on Papi Chulo show tonight. It's In Bed with Papi Chulo. If you ever want to know anything about me, this is where you will hear some really, really intimate details about me. He called me off guard with some of these questions. Normally, I'm prepared, and he really called me off guard with some of the questions, but you guys, listen.
Is this pre-recorded?
It's going to be a good show. Yeah, it's pre-recorded. We actually did the show last week. So it's for tonight, and I'll be on at 9 o'clock, and it's going to be a good show. Like I said, I've been on Poppy Chulo before, and tonight it's called In There with Poppy Chulo. So I've never done just an interview with him. I've always been, like, on The Real Tea or one of the other shows. I've never been on In There with Poppy Chulo. So that was the first one-on-one we've ever done.
Oh, this one's going to be a good one then.
Yeah, because this is our very first one-on-one that we've done.
Right now,
and if anybody, if you never heard Poppy Chulo, you have to listen.
I haven't heard.
So cool.
Now I have to hear it, so I'll be there.
You have to hear him. He is so cool. And I met him in Vegas, so it was really great. You know, I met him in Vegas a couple of years ago, and he's just like a really great guy. So definitely a show you want to listen to. Like I said, he got kind of personal. And it was funny. It was really funny, though, because when he caught me off guard, he knew he caught me off guard. But anybody want to know
something
about me?
Yeah, it's very, very hard to catch you off guard and get personal because you're on it. You're there. So
this is the show
we have
that
to hear
if you
want to
be up in my business or learn some personal things about me, listen to the show tonight because he'll be giving that information out about me with this. You know, I didn't give y'all too much information, but y'all got some information about the girl that y'all just had before. So we'll talk to you guys. Come back next week, Bitter Black Bitch. We'll be back on 2 hours. And I'm sure I'll have something to bitch about next week. And tomorrow night, Ask Miss B Sports. If I'm not on, it'll still be James Acevedo and Cobra Commander. Because Cobra Commander.
Oh, you
we'll
have Cobra
Commander.
Okay, wait a minute. You have Cobra Commander on Ms. V Sports? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Right
yes.
on. Okay, look at you, go girl. You're getting them all. Look at you. Getting all the hot DJs. Or VJs, whatever you want to talk to. I don't know what we call ourselves, but okay.
You got to thank James. James and Adusa.
Right on.
That's
you go, girl.
My producer is doing.
You are
my
hot.
My producer
honey.
Did that.
You are hot.
Nothing like that.
Well, you're welcome.
Nothing like
that. You're welcome, Izzy.
Nothing like having a good producer.
Well, thank you very much. I couldn't do it without you. There's no me without you, as that song goes. There's no me.
Special. Okay, we have to go because this are...
Okay. Okay, I must have broken some wine glasses in Sierra's house right now. Okay.
Okay, Sierra, I will talk to you later. Everybody come back next week to the Black Stitch. We will be acting a
yes.
fool.
We will be
and
here. I will definitely be here.
And don't we do best? Have a great evening, everyone.
Here we are.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Bye.